Nolte, Starfleet Academy might be the biggest bomb in Hollywood history. By John Nolte on January 20, 2026. Star Trek, Starfleet Academy has been available free for 5 days and earned only 176,000 views. People aren't even hate-watching this woke tardery. Take a moment to understand just how big of a flop this is. For 60 years, Star Trek has been one of the most beloved and famous brands in popular culture. This heavily promoted premiere episode was made available for free on YouTube, which is the world's most popular and accessible video platform. And still, it's earned only 176,000 views over 5 full days, including a 3-day weekend. For comparison, Critical Drinker published his epic critique of Starfleet Academy on YouTube 20 hours ago, and it's already earned 850,000 views. The YouTube like-to-dislike ratio for Starfleet Academy is a catastrophe, 7,000 likes to 22,000 dislikes. I made it through about 15 minutes of the show, and my only thoughts were, don't they have Ozempic in the 32nd century? Why does the bridge look like a gentleman's club? I hope Paul Giamatti kills them all. Watching Holly Hunter's starship captain sit in the captain's chair and bring her knees up to her chest. In the captain's chair, to snuggle in and read a book was it for me. One look at this group of fat, smug, childish, unprofessional weirdos, and the Borg would say, we're not assimilating these assholes. It would be like assimilating a cancer. Maybe this is Paramount's retirement gift to Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy. See, Star Wars fans, she's not so bad. But let's look again at those numbers. Those 176,000 views over 5 days. If those were movie tickets sold, Starfleet Academy would have grossed about $2.5 million over those 5 days. That's it. And keep in mind that my comparison is flawed because no way would all the 176,000 who viewed this episode for free have paid $12 to see it in a theater. So, when I say this might be the biggest bomb in Hollywood history, that's what I mean. Sure, plenty of movies have grossed less than $2 million over 5 days. But we are talking about Star Trek here. Over 5 days, a brand new Star Trek show attracted less than half the number of people who tune into CNN. When the original Star Trek was canceled for low ratings, between 6 and 7 million were tuning in. That's 40 times as many viewers as Starfleet Academy, which has been available to everyone for free for 5 days to watch at their convenience. Just like Star Wars, Paramount has driven the fans to the most dangerous place for a franchise, indifference. We're not disappointed. We're not angry. We just don't care anymore. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.